like something that seeks its level. I wanna go to the devil, wanna be evil.
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and our guest is Diane Kondrat. She's half of the team of Diane Kondrat and Karen Irwin putting on Assholes and Orioles in the Rose Fire Bay. It's part of the Forbidden Show. Opens on the 4th, plays through the 13th, with shows on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 2. Diane, thanks very, very much for joining us. You're bringing actually an award-winning production.
I am.
Up there.
I am. We won awards at the Midtown International Theater Festival in New York City for Best Lead Actress in a Play. And also in 2008, what we call ANA, because it's so hard to say such dirty words in the world, ANA won Best Play of the Indianapolis Fringe, which was an award given by Nouveau Magazine.
Now, this is an exploration. It's a piece that you've put together over the years. Tell us a little bit about some of the themes and maybe touch on two or three of the characters that you play, Diane.
It's a wonderful show that Karen Irwin and I collaborated with Eric Pfeffinger, who used to live in Bloomington and now lives in Toledo, Ohio, is a fabulous, funny playwright. We approached Eric and said, would you like to write a Fringe show for us? And then we did some improvisational work with Eric, and he wrote pieces for us, and he also had some pieces in the drawer that he didn't know anybody crazy enough to do, and then he found us. The themes that are in ANA, which is Act Two of the Forbidden Show, really are centered around things that affect women. Domestic violence, women's relationships in the workplace, harassment, rape is touched on, actually. I've had somebody who works with domestic violence here in Bloomington who saw the show and said that one of our pieces could be used as a educational piece for people learning about power and how it affects sexual relationships. So Act Two is all about women and sexuality and society. And Act One, which is Nell Weatherwax doing improvisational storytelling, she's going to center her stories during the run of The Forbidden Show on sexuality as well.
I wanna be evil, I wanna be mad, but more than that, I wanna be bad.
Diane, I've seen just a precursor, really, of this particular show, and I recall now as you touch on them, the various themes you're mentioning. At the same time, one of the ways that you do this in a very rich way, you and Karen, is by personing various characters. And I wonder if we could talk a little bit about, or perhaps talk to, one or two of these folks.
You could talk to Reina. Reina, she come from a foreign place. We're pretty sure she a mail order bride. And she has an abusive husband. Or she hate him. Or she does.
Oh, dear. So that's Reina.
She's Reina. She in a big piece, the domestic violence piece. I love Reina. I base her a little bit on my grandma, who is dead. She's from Ukraine.
Ah. Do we have a lighter character?
Why, sure. You can talk to me. You want to talk to me? You want to make a little trouble, George? I'm Reina's husband, and I'm in the show, too.
Oh. That's not exactly the contrast I was looking for. Maybe something halfway between Reina and her husband?
Well, there's happy people in the show, actually. There's a lady that runs the domestic violence shelter. She's pretty exacting. She's a little close to me. And I guess she could put some things in order. And she's had a really bad day, though. I like to pretend that somebody jumped at the domestic violence center that morning before she talks to the new volunteers.
We're talking with Diane Kondrat. She's half of the team, Diane Kondrat and Karen Irwin, who present Assholes and Orioles. It's part of the Forbidden Show. The first half is an improvisation by Nell Weatherwax. The performances are in the Rose Fire Bay at the John Waldron Arts Center, November 4th through the 13th. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8, Sunday at 2. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.